Welcome to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I'm Kayleen Smith, founder of GoTime Training, inspirational speaker, fitness expert, and lifestyle coach. Each week, I will bring you an idea or special guest that will help you bust through your barriers, get motivated, and live the life you love. Get ready to take your life to the next level, to finally achieve your wildest dreams and radiate with magnetic energy every day. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Welcome back to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I cannot believe it is the week of the Gorgeous Strength Summit. I have been planning this for months, and I'm so excited yet so nervous all in the same breath. And I want to tell you that today because it'll go into what I'm going to talk about. The title of today's podcast is Every Day and Every Way We Get a Little Better. And I've been inspired to do the Gorgeous Strength Summit for about 3 years now, but it's come in my comparison of others that has held me back from actually taking the action steps to make this thing happen, to get in front of women and inspire them to step into their truth like I've done for myself, because I know once we can all step into our truth and once we can all put our best self forward every single day, we'll all live a very fulfilled life. But when I started looking at other people that were holding summits like this, or maybe not even holding a summit like this, maybe just doing something online. They had an online program, or they just had an online following where they were sharing a message very similar to mine. They were so successful and they were doing it on a scale that was so much larger than I will do probably ever, just because I don't want to go that big. But I compared myself to them and I said, you can't do it. You're not good enough. Nobody will come. Your message is the same as somebody else's message or very similar. So why don't you just direct people there? And finally, I had to say, no, I have a message in and of itself. Mine is special because it comes from me. Although at the end of the day, it might be delivered in the same manner, it has a different personality behind it. So what is it that you want to get better at today, but you've been comparing yourself to other people and you say, I can't do it because somebody else has done it? Or maybe it's fitness. Maybe you have a fitness personality on social media that you follow. And if you don't, then you must not be on any social media platform, because I'm pretty sure that we all have a female figure. And if you're a guy, I know you have a female figure, but a male figure that you follow and you say, if only I could be like that. But then you follow that up and say, I can't be like that because I can't be like that person because I don't have time to work out 24/7 like it looks like they do. I can't be like that person because I'm a mom and I have kids and they don't. Or I can't eat as healthy as they do because I'm busy, or whatever it may be. I'm here to tell you that if you really want something, you can have it. And every day and every way, we get a little better if we try. So I'm currently reading a book called The Startup CEO by Matt Bloomberg. It's a great book. And if you are a business owner or you ever want to start a business, I highly recommend that you read this book. But I want to read an excerpt from it. If you are reading it at any point, it's on page 104. And it's a story. It says, tell it to a five-year-old. So bear with me for a moment while I read this to you. A man walks into a kindergarten classroom and stands in the front of the class. How many of you know how to dance? He asks the kids. They all raise their hand up in the air. And if you can just imagine, and if you have kids, they're probably dancing as they're raising their hand up in the air. Okay, so then he goes on and says, how many of you know how to sing? Hands shoot up in the air again, and a lot of background chatter starts. So not only are they dancing, but they're probably singing a little bit too, because every kid knows how to sing. He goes on to ask, and how many of you know how to paint? 100% of the hands go up for a third time. On the flip side, the same man now walks into a room full of adults at a conference. He asks, "How many of you know how to dance?" A few hands go up reluctantly, and usually all of them are female. "How many of you know how to sing?" Again, a few stray hands go up from different corners of the crowd, 5% at best. "And how many of you know how to paint?" This time, literally not one hand goes up in the air. So what's the difference from a child to an adult? Why is it as children, we know how to sing, we know how to dance, we know how to paint, but as adults, we don't know how to sing, dance, or paint? And if we do, we do it in the privacy of our own home with the door shut and our spouse in another room. It's because as an adult, we start to set standards for ourselves. We start to deem what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. We begin comparing ourselves to others. Like I said at the beginning of this podcast, when I wanted to launch the Gorgeous Strength Summit 3 years ago, I started comparing myself to other people out there that were already doing things like this. Heck, even Tony Robbins. I mean, he's been doing it for decades, and I cannot compare to him. I'm a newbie at it compared to him. And when I go and create a summit, I shouldn't have expectations that my summit is ever going to look like a Tony Robbins seminar, at least not yet. Now, if I devoted my life to it and spent decades to it like he has, I can get there. And that goes along with every day and every way we get a little better. Because if you want to sing, if you want to dance or paint, and you now have standards above the standards that you had when you were a child, you can get to those standards if you want to. It's going to take you dedicating a little bit of time, putting effort into that project every single day so that you can hit those standards and the expectations that you have for yourself. So that you can become the dancer or the painter or the singer or maybe just the best mom or a little bit more healthy in the body that you already have than you already are. So the point I want to get across today is to stop comparing yourself to other people. I want you to know that you have a voice, you have a purpose and a reason that you're put on this earth. And we all ebb and flow in our practice. You know, I really feel like part of my purpose is to share a positive, motivating message with other people so that they can tune in to their purpose, so that they can really feel what a fulfilled life should be like. Because I used to not feel that. I used to be so reactive to the world around me, and that's why I created the summit, because man, when I stepped into my purpose, my life just started all fitting together like the most beautiful puzzle in the world. And it feels so good. And it kills me inside when I see other people not stepping into that. And I can see it. I can see their talent. I can see their potential, but they can't because they're stuck in constant comparison. Because they have expectations of what their life should look like and they feel like it's too far out of reach. But it's not. What those expectations, the expectations that you have for yourself, that's good. That's a goal for you to work toward. It's not too far out of reach. When you look at the end game, it seems too far out of reach. But if you break that up into small, actionable steps and you take action on that every single day, one day you will achieve it. And you'll look back and say, it wasn't as hard as I thought. You'll look back and you'll celebrate and you'll reward yourself for all the hard work that you put into accomplishing the life and really truly designing the life that you want to live. So, you know, professional basketball players don't become professional overnight. A lot of them, yes, are born with natural talent, but they hire coaches. They practice day in and day out when other people are sleeping or relaxing on the couch and watching TV. They are behind the scenes practicing. And it's that practice behind the scenes that most people don't see and that most people won't do, but that's what sets a professional apart from somebody that's an amateur. So today I want to ask you, what is your goal? Does it seem so far out of reach to you? And if so, look at it as a beautiful state. How can you break that up into small actionable steps? And do you really want to be a professional? Are you really willing to put in the effort day in and day out? In the times that your friends are out celebrating, maybe they're at the bar drinking or partying, and you're practicing so that you can be a professional? Or do you want to stay an amateur? And if you want to stay an amateur, that's fine. But you can't expect to have bigger, better, and greater things if you want to practice like an amateur. So what effort are you going to put toward your goal today? And what action step can you take today to get you one step closer to achieving that goal? And when you take that action step today, I promise you, you'll be a little bit more inspired to take that action step again and add on to it tomorrow. And then it will just compound over time. And as we all know, the compound effect adds up to big changes. So until next time, make something amazing happen for yourself today. You guys, if you love this episode, make sure you share it. And please take a moment to leave me a 5-star review. Until next time, make today something you will be proud of tomorrow.